guest speaker on the spot. That's, I've always believed in that, not like politicians do.
Hello? Are we okay? Okay, are we on air yet? Okay, thank you. I heard the wrong part of the music. Good morning, America. This is the Peter A. Down Under Show coming to you live from Australia for the last day of the week. 8:30 p.m. Very hot day today, up in the 37 degrees centigrade. So that was enough for me. Quite humid as well. They say there's some rain coming in, but I don't believe it. Anyway, that's fine. It's better than freezing cold, I guess. And one of my colleagues regarding my court case was in London today, and they said that London was white over with snow. So there you go. So there's some good news regarding my court case, which I'll go into after the break. The number to ring in is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. No particular set agenda tonight. It's take it as it comes. Just pick up the phone and get involved into something. All the old listeners can come on board again as usual, but if we get some new listeners, obviously I'll have to cut you out and bring the new voices on. We did get Pat from the UK on the last round. Maybe we'll get somebody from New Zealand. I know there's a few people in New Zealand listening that wanted to talk about a few political situations here in Australia. Because although we are the lucky country, we've succumbed to a 20-year agreement with America for you to fire away your DU weapons in my country. It's very exciting news for the grandchildren. I say that in a very sarcastic way. I guess we better come down to earth because, in case you haven't heard, there was an earthquake offshore Tokyo within the last hour and a half. A tsunami warning has been issued. I think it's about 7.4 on the Richter scale, which makes it a very severe one, and a tsunami warning has been issued, although no reports as yet, although I would have thought with the speed of the tsunami head waves there would have been some activity on the coast. What I found amazing was I went on the American website for monitoring tsunamis, and I don't know whether you're aware of the procedure. I'm very much aware of it. They have what they call at different ports and offshore locations a sort of a wave rider buoy. It's a buoy that bobs up and down on the ocean. It gives you the swell and the conditions. And yet that particular one is not reading at the moment for some strange reason. And all I can hope and pray for is that this isn't another HAARP incident that's occurring, and hopefully won't come to anything. But no news yet, but keep your ears pinned. Nobody knows. And of course, don't forget that the number 4 reactor is extremely unstable still. That is actually sinking in the Earth's crust, not straight down, but diagonally, so a sort of leaning tower of Pisa. And that's got a tremendous amount of plutonium, spent plutonium rods. Okay, we've got a break. Be back after the break.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence.
Good morning, America. Welcome back to the Peter Airdan of the show. The time just coming up to 20 to 9. We're into the first hour of the two-hour show, the last one for this week. The number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. As you know, on the last program, the one before, last night's was recorded. I'll just explain my experience last night with this person with multiple cirrhosis. Very painful experience for me, but however, we have to do what we have to do. And I'd just like you to give us some feedback, ring in, get involved. It's your show at the end of the day. This is a public broadcast, and RBN would give you the opportunity to speak the truth or challenge the truth if you don't believe it. And just to recap again, my website is www.airinternational.air is spelled E-Y-R-E, airinternational.wordpress.com. On there you'll see your gold and silver requirements, the only long-term investment, the only way to go. You don't have to listen to me, just pull up the graphs for the last 50 years and monitor the predictions, do your own research, look at what they're doing in Southeast Asia and China, the Far East, and you'll see that they've got their act together. They're investing heavily in the raw materials, the raw product, and we in the West tend to move around with the stock exchange and foreign currency, etc. So just a word of warning, I've got some real good advisors, ex-Prime Minister of Malaysia, one of his senior financial advisors has always been spot on, and gold is going through the roof, predicted to be 1800 probably before the end of the year and into 2 grand soon in the new year. And also that wonderful product, that natural antibacteria called Allicin C, which is the only natural antibiotic that has been known to be deadly towards the MRSA virus, which has been prevalent around all the hospitals in the UK. Nothing has cleared it. The pharmaceutical antibiotics have failed. And as you know, people are becoming even immune to the antibiotics now. I feel personally we're giving too much of this away. As soon as you go to your doctor, the first thing they do is give you an antibiotic. So your own defense mechanism is not able to kick in. Okay, the topics tonight, no topics as I said, although I'll probably drift on to the Bush family, the Nazi family that they came from, because they're not the Bushes, they're the Sheriffs. I may go into black operations, which is something you should be aware of that's been going on a long time. Maybe some of you don't understand black ops, but I certainly do, having worked in association with Intel in NATO headquarters. I was privy to receiving coded messages from the various operatives, the 007s of the world, and of course special forces. They're everywhere, they're in every country, so as we speak, quite a few of your countrymen are in Syria, stirring up the pot. And as we've seen, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama pushing again on if Syria goes down the road of weapons of mass destruction, they're going to react. And now we've got NATO jumping on the board wagon. Well, on the bandwagon, I should say, but they're all part of the New World Order anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. And no doubt at some stage they'll be pushing UN onto the brink of making a decision. So there's a point of desperation there, because looking at what I've been led to believe, and I'm in touch with what I consider to be the next superpower, or representatives of the next superpower, which is Far Eastern based, not just China, but a conglomerate of Southeast Asia, China, etc., and all the supporting members who are not privy to the current UN, in other words, they don't have a voice, all those third world countries that were basically pushed out without a voice and left to decisions to be made by the boys club called the Security Council, well, that is going out the door. As we speak, there are moves afoot to get rid of the New World Order, and there's only two ways that can be done. You either cut their financial lifeline, or you have a military coup d'etat, and of course you're not likely to get a military coup d'etat, so they're working on the finances. And I'll touch base with that while we're talking, because I gave reference to the US national debt has been revealed to be in the region of 15.5 to 16 trillion, which is an absolute lie, because your president gave that amount of money to the UK, to the HSBC bank, which then went to the Royal Bank of Scotland and simply disappeared. So there's a lot more. That was only part of the national debt. It's a situation you can't get out of. It's physically impossible. No matter how hard you work on your fiscal policy, you cannot recover from this debt. You've only just recovered from paying off the debt to the people that own and control America, which is the New World Order via its administrative center in London, as I've told you before, the Crown's Temple, which is subservient to the Vatican, or rather to the Jesuits organization. And the boss man at the Jesuits would have to be one of the most powerful men in the world, and he's got a team of approximately 10 people split up throughout America, the cabal, working on how to destroy you, how to kill your industries off, how to rip you off even more. And just a footnote to that, I was absolutely amazed once again to see this very talented actor, Shakespearean actor called Barack Obama, who manipulates the people so well, when he went into a middle class home today and interviewed people, and there very boldly said, you know, it's not a matter of just taxing the the upper class of America, but every man in the country, every man and woman has got to give their contribution to get your country out of this terrible debt. And of course that's a joke, because technically you've already done you've made your donation when they gave all your tax money to bail out all the banks and financial institutions who took that debt and then reinvested it in their very own lucrative cabal institutions, and wasn't used for the purpose, and now of course they're crying poor again. If you haven't noticed, JP Morgan, you know, the well-known world name, which is Zionist controlled, has been siphoning money out of there to the trillions for quite some time, which is an indication that they could well go under and maybe at the start of another financial tsunami. And that's the sort of thing they do. And in case you haven't noticed, the UBS bank in Switzerland was also having some difficulty, which brings me back to the initial topic I tried to put over last night, but we ran out of time. If you're, let's assume that your national debt was somewhere in the region of 3 times the declared amount, which they say is 15.5 or whatever, imagine that being triple. But even if we kept it at 15, there is a hidden IOU that you guys don't know about, and nobody talks about it. And that is the fact that when President Kennedy was in office, when they realized after World War II that they'd siphoned off or raped all these European countries of the gold and stolen it, basically, and started using it illegally when all that gold belonged to the respective European countries. And the same thing happened when the Japanese took the gold, silver, and the diamonds, you name it, and hid it away in caves in the Philippines and other locations in the Far East, that it was President Kennedy who realized that this policy could not continue. He realized that for the financial security of the world, the gold had to be accumulated and put under bond. And of course that was done. Unfortunately, one of the signatories to that, of course, was the UBS Bank in Switzerland. And some of it went to London, got old London, the axis of evil, and also in the States and even down to Latin America. And a lot of it got siphoned off. Even your US Navy warships were moving a lot of this stuff, both during and just after the war, to different locations. So it was President Kennedy that put some logic into this. That's probably why he got knocked off, one of many reasons. And of course, that gold bullion and silver and diamonds, etc., was centralized, were very well documented, and he made sure that the countries for which it was taken from had access to it, not necessarily to take the gold out, but to use the gold as collateral for them to take out an appropriate loan, you know, for internal development or whatever. So the gold actually didn't move, but you could do a drawdown on it. And the other thing that he did, in conjunction with the Swiss and other signatories, and we'll just take one country. I'm not going to name it because, you know, I'm dealing with other third parties that won't allow me to do this at the moment, or I would prefer not to do it. But take one country and look at that value. Your current debt will, as I said, will assume it's 15.5 trillion. Now think about this. If all the Reserve Bank outlets in the major cities in America, i.e. the cabal, the Zionist cabal, all owned by Rothschilds, as are most of the central banks in the world, then if they've been using and abusing the gold bullion to their own advantage, it is they and your government and the Swiss government that ultimately are responsible for the security of that gold held in the vaults, wherever it may be. So as an example, President Kennedy saw the value of this, but to be fair with the legal owners, i.e. the sovereign states that own the gold, he made an arrangement. Are we going to break, folks?
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, www.jimmyhunt.com or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Peter Air Down Under show, and good morning, America. Good later morning in the UK and Europe, and over in the Far East here, we're on a similar time lapse. So we're coming up to 5 minutes to 9 p.m. A very hot, balmy night. I think it's still in the high 20s, if not low 30s. The sun's down. Gorgeous day, but incredibly warm and humid. There's some rain on the horizon, but I think it's going to miss us, unfortunately. So the garden's a little bit dry. And I'll come back to the topics we're talking about. I just want to confirm to you the status of RBN, the likes of Paul Drockton Show, who I've worked closely with and still do, and myself, the Peter Air Down Under Show. We're totally reliant on you, the public, to not only be involved, but also for those that are involved in the corporate sector or wish to do some advertising, they use RBN or Paul Drockton or myself. And this is very important, because if Truth Radio is to survive, it cannot survive without the adverts, because there's very little income, even with the adverts we have at the moment. I think it's for the second week, my return for a week's work is zero. So basically it's costing me money to come on air. Try and give some value to how hard Paul Drockton works, how hard RBN have to work to scrape in what little revenue they get. And from my perspective, being an investigative journalist and broadcaster, if you type in my name, Peter Air, in the search engine, and you'll see a vast array of TV interviews, radio interviews, and of course, hundreds of articles, very controversial articles. When you're an investigative journalist, as I've repeated to you before, I don't print anything I cannot prove. So the mental effort required to put out a very complex article about, like for DU, for instance, or massive corporate fraud, or the health inoculation programs, or what they're trying to do to our water and all these other things, that takes an awful lot of time. And then the preparation for the show and doing the show, 2 hours of your time, at the prime time of the evening, my time, when I could be sitting down with my loved ones, think about the sacrifice there. And if you don't get a return from that, it's only a matter of time if we allow it to happen, that the likes of RBN, Paul Drupton and Peter Eyre is going to go somewhere else or disappear totally. So from my perspective, there are some ads on there, but it's really not bringing a return as such. So you can help by going on our respective websites and becoming involved and securing your own future or having your natural antibiotics. But I also urge you to contact me if you yourself have got a business that you want a more personal touch to, because I've got time after the normal ads to throw your ads in, and you can certainly have a poster on my blog site, both of which are picking up quite well. So all I'm saying is keep the Truth Radio alive, because if you don't participate and become involved, and also phone in, by the way, because it's your phoning in and the changing of the topic that makes it more interesting. Remember, variety is the spice of life. So if you don't ring in, I just don't want to carry on with verbal diarrhea every night. I like to know that there's real people out there, authentic, patriotic people that also want a voice. That's what RBN is for. We say what we feel, we give you the truth, but you can also participate and air your views and get it off your chest. Why keep it inside? You know, that's just mental torment. So the number to ring in is 800-313-9443. Just say hello, or if you're nodding off on the wheel, why would you be driving a long-haul truck around America, possibly feeling a little bit down and sleepy, and with your head bumping on the wheel? By the time you get home, it's going to be badly bruised. Why not get on the telephone and let me wake you up? I'll stir you up, I can assure you. Okay, so that's the lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now let's just come back to where I was coming from with what President Kennedy had done. And he did a marvellous thing here, because he realised after these massive wars and not knowing what the future was going to be, that he had to secure some financial stimulus and protect this gold and put it in the vaults and use that as collateral, which is basically what everybody does. At the end of the day, when your Federal Reserve pumps paper out, you know, it's only paper, it's only a check. At the end of the day, it really doesn't have a true value, whereas gold and silver does. So you're drawing against, they're what they call the collateral accounts, and there's certain certificates issued against that gold. So when President Kennedy put all this in the vaults and people tried to start using and abusing it, the people responsible for that gold, of course, is the US of A, and of course the Reserve Bank, and the UBS in Switzerland, which are not good references, because they're all Zionist controlled anyway. So think of this. President Kennedy made a promise to those countries that we're going to pay you, i.e. the country concerned, the sovereign state that owns that particular segment of the gold in the vault in Switzerland, we're going to pay you 4% interest as of this agreement, right? That was 50 years ago. And it never happened. Not due to President Kennedy. He didn't live long enough to safeguard it and make sure it reached its fruition. He lived... we've got a break, folks, so I'll be back shortly.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Time after time. Welcome back to the Peter Eyre Down Under Show. The time is just coming up to 9:05 in the evening here. You're 15 and a half hours behind. I don't know what your weather pattern is. I know in London, my colleague was there and it was white over with snow. Here it's a very hot, balmy night, so sorry to upset you with those facts. Coming back to John F. Kennedy, whose life was terminated rather prematurely, you remember a lot of his statements were in relation to other countries. It wasn't an iron fist policy, foreign policy that's been used ever since his death by almost every president since. But his policy was, what can I do for you? He used this in many of his speeches. Remember when when he went to Berlin. Wonderful things. And of course, he was a human being and he did have a few faults in his marital life and he had a wandering eye, as you know, but nonetheless, he had some good values. And so he put this together to try and save and put a package together that could bring the fiscal policy of the world back into some sort of logical order. And the control of that gold, which was eventually centralized, rested with the United States and, of course, the banking fraternity, and also the European banks, all the cabal, basically, had total control of this. This was after President Kennedy died. And so, put this into perspective, if you've got a national declared debt of 15.5, which we know is false, add to that all the reserve banks, centralized banks in Europe and America, and every major city where the reserve bank exists, imagine them of being in charge of this collateral, as they call it, the collateral accounts, and then imagine them not sticking to President Kennedy's contract with the respective countries. And that arrangement was that 4% of the 4% interest would be paid on the gold held in a vault for that particular country. So if one picked any country, in this case one picked country in the Far East, was owed 4% for a period of 50 years, which is roughly how long the agreement has been in place. And the cabal, the New World Order, the Zionist-controlled cabal, the Reserve Bank, and all the croonies and the Bank of England and all these other people in the European banks have never paid that interest to those countries. So put this into perspective, what would 4% be? And I've got one example here. This is just one small portion of the gold held in a vault for a particular country. And this is the volume. 59,858,700 tons of gold. Now, times that by 4% interest on the current price over a period of 50 years, and I can assure you, your national debt is rather minuscule compared to the massive debt owned by the cabal banking and financial sector in America, Europe, or wherever they've been defaulting. So if these countries suddenly turn round to the US of A, UK, France, or wherever, and demand that they want this gold back, which is rightfully theirs, or they want a massive loan for public infrastructure in their own respective country, then technically they can claim that money. And if someone has stuffed up and not done the thing as per the book, as per the contract that President Kennedy, then you can issue legal warning against them and take them to court. So what I'm trying to put into a nutshell here, the debt of the US alone, and I can tell you there's much more in Europe as well, but the hidden debt is undeclared. And it's frightening because it's totally unsustainable. And so your president is now freaking out, as he has done when he first took office, because, you know, Bush handed this over to him anyway. Bush allowed the cabal to rip the system off. Obama's still allowing the system to rip you, the public, off, and now he's going round doing this wonderful low-key good mate visitations to people's homes saying, come on folks, you've got to pay the ultimate price and get us back into some fiscal balance, when in actual fact he knows and the government knows that's not possible. And there's no way in the world that the rich, the middle class, or the ordinary crash should have to pay one single dollar. Because if you understand how the New World Order works, technically, if the cabal had been arrested in those early days before this 50-year ongoing debt just kept increasing, and why Bernanke was allowed to keep printing notes off willy-dilly whenever he wanted to, adding more fuel to the fire, there's no reason at all, had the country been run fiscally in the correct way, and the cabal removed, you wouldn't be paying taxes at all in your country. And I know from the people that I'm dealing with in, quote, the new to be superpower, which will not be Western based but Eastern based, I am assured that the accumulated wealth that can be recovered by just finishing off the cabal, the New World Order, can put you in back in credit well within a five-year span, which is an impossible dream, really, but it is factually possible. And so I guess the question is, are we going to be better off when the power goes from the West to the East? I would like to believe my advisors are telling me the truth. I am told that the wars will stop, that the cabal will finish, there'll be a more balanced sharing of the finances. And in actual fact, obviously, they can't be too generous, because you'd kill the economy if everybody was suddenly in surplus and every poor person in America was in a position to go back to work and buy a house. It ain't going to work. So it's got to be a very slow, progressive recovery program. But I'm assured that it will happen. So please understand that your debt is way through the roof. And I repeat again, it's a very sad thing to say. There is no American dream. There's an American nightmare. There's a second financial tsunami still to come. JP Morgan's right in there at the top, and others. The cabal are desperate. A lot of them are jumping ship and going to the Far East. Rothschilds has already done it. Rockefeller hasn't done it yet. But the cabal is falling from grace. And those that don't change sides or come to some reasonable agreement with the new superpower, they're going to end up in court and they'll be in prison for life. So, you know, let's hope and pray that that's going to happen. So if you can survive the current time, I just reiterate, what Obama's doing is all a false front, is all part of the New World Order, as the Congress are, and they're just here to rip the rich, the middle class, and the poor people off yet again. And there's no necessity for that. This, as I've just explained, the whole process is fully recoverable within approximately a five-year timeline. Okay, enough said for that. I don't know when the next break's coming up, but I want to talk about some personal issues. As you know, last night, I'm leaving my good news till the end, but last night I again took time off the radio to help a lady with a very advanced stages of multiple sclerosis. And that was a most horrific experience, as the first one was, but last night was even worse, because the problem is, somebody that's totally incapacitated, that may have had a very good life in the past and was very successful, and this person was one of the number one interior designers in Melbourne, very well known, suddenly gets struck down with MS, and now this lady wants to fight back, and she wants to go back in the workforce. She's convinced she can kick MS up the butt. Hope she's right, and as I said so many times before, the brain's ability to repair things is quite remarkable. I'm not going against doctors or specialists' advice or consultants, but there's a thing called PNI, psychoneuroimmunology. Look it up and study it. PNI, psychoneuroimmunology. And I remember the lady professor. Quite a funny story, actually. This lady, I think, at one stage was a stripper. Or a pole dancer, I'm not quite sure. Anyway, she decided in her middle-aged life that she was going to go back to study. And so she became a professor, and she studied this PNI, a sort of a placebo effect. And she took two separate groups of terminally ill patients, most of them with cancer, and she dealt with half of the group with PNI principles, and the other one was a sort of placebo, or leave them alone, let them go their own way. Needless to say, the ones that hadn't been involved in PNI followed their natural course and are no longer with us. But what was remarkable of those that studied the PNI program and adhered strictly to it, the mind has an incredible ability to kill things off. And the way it works is that, imagine if you're on this PNI program, you imagine a tumour in your body, in your brain, or wherever it is, and imagine in your mind that this isn't going to defeat you. I know a lot of you have already gone down this way, because, you know, I'm a survivor also. But so you encapsulate this tumour in your mind as if it was in a prison. You put bars around it, and you say, listen here, little critter, you're not going to kill me, you're now in prison, and you're going to end up and die in prison. And that sort of a mentality. And then with other programs and exercise and dietary and positive thinking, eternally optimistic, some of the massive tumours reduced to tumours the size of a pea that could then be operated on. And so the survival rate was quite a breakthrough. Obviously some of them still died, but some considerable time after. I don't like using the term the survival rate, because the way the Cancer Foundation puts this across is they consider the survival rate has increased by 5 years. That's not a survival rate. If you die 5 years from now, you're still dying, aren't you? So I don't agree with that terminology. But anyway, PNI, psychoneuroimmunology, have a look at it. I know there's some listeners out there, and I myself had LMS, which is leiomyosarcoma, and thanks to some unknown reason, 1 in 20 million get this LMS, which is a soft tissue cancer, and I was one of the 20 million. And I can tell you it frightened me quite considerably, but I was eternally optimistic, and I've had three fairly serious life-threatening illnesses during my life, and I've kicked them all up the butt, and I just pioneer on. And I believe that's all linked to being optimistic, eternally optimistic. Just while we're talking, by the way, I'm getting intercepted again by Intel, which is quite normal for me. So if I go off air, you'll know why. It's happened in the past. I've got a new system, but they're onto me again. So I've just had a warning that they're intercepting me. So enough said of that one. Okay, now we come back to the real good news is, as you probably know, for some two and a half years, I've been fighting a very, very serious High Court defamation case in the Royal Courts of Justice in London, the very centre of the axis of evil, the cabal. My lawyer is part of the cabal. The judge I was up against, who refers to herself as a lady, McLeod is her name, I don't mind giving the name, far from being a lady, she looked more like a Japanese wrestler to me, and there's no insult to the Japanese, by the way. Very aggressive, certainly not impartial, which is in breach of their protocol, as you know. She was leaning always towards... I'm probably starting off on the wrong tangent here, because basically, what I, as I've always said, I don't print anything I can't prove. So with myself and my colleague, Gordon, we decided, he gave me the information, and I printed all the cabal, the New World Order, the prime ministers involved, the senior ministers, a quarter of the House of Lords, all the corrupt things they were doing, the female spy that I tried to befriend and went the opposite way and attacked us, decided to, because we'd named her as being fraudulent, an international fraud, and linked her with the prime minister and other people, and she was working out the Prime Minister's office and worked for the Department of Trade and Industry, or a department of that. And so this terrible scenario got really out of hand. It didn't just stay on massive corporate fraud, government fraud, banking sector fraud, named and shamed everybody. It went further than that. It was all to do with our current Prime Minister, David Cameron, when he was a young research officer under Maggie Thatcher, the Iron Fist Lady, went to South Africa and purchased some nuclear weapons that they weren't supposed to have, that was developed jointly by Israel and South Africa, and sold on the black market, and then our government and the cabal allowed them to be stolen because there was no security on the compound, and eventually those three nuclear weapons transited through, they were in Iraq momentarily, then moved on to Syria, and was sold on the black market for a considerable amount of money. Think about that. Gross neglect. And we went to war over that. Your country went to war over that. And then one of those nuclear weapons was actually set off by North Korea. The last one, actually, which was a correct, a proper nuclear explosion, was one of those three. And then the first nuclear explosion, which they called a fizzler, because it didn't go off correctly, because the mechanism wasn't quite right, and it was an old... your country, compliments of a United States B-52 bomber that was patrolling over Iraq in the early stages of the war, developed some technical problems, electrical technical problems, and it was carrying a bellyful of SRAM nuclear missiles. Anyone in the military and the nuclear people there, and I know some of you are listening, that SRAMs were very, very unstable, extremely sensitive to temperature changes, etc. And so these aircraft that were operating illegally out of Saudi airspace, they didn't have the SRAMs out on the wing pods because that would make it too obvious, but they'd certainly got them on the rotating cartridges in the belly hold. And so they had this problem whilst airborne over Baghdad, which incidentally they were prepared to use if necessary, as was Maggie Thatcher, so much for threatening Iran and Syria with WMDs when our own countries were prepared to use them. Okay, I better stop there because we've got a break coming up, and I hope you find this interesting. We'll be back with you shortly.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time. Welcome back to the Peter Air Down of the Show. It's just coming up to 25 minutes past nine. That's the first hour almost over. I'm talking about my court case at the moment, but I'm just going to hold fire there for a minute because we've got one of our regular callers back. Good morning, James, in Pennsylvania.
Good morning, Peter. I found your verbal diarrhea, as we jokingly call it. I think it's extremely informative, and your rebroadcast show from the other night had some rather prominent featured points that I brought up in our conversation, which I thought was an awesome thing, and it also has to do with donating to the network, which is something that we all should do. However, I have a little bit of good news. I've gotten through my back channels. A friend who's into investment banking, and he has earmarked a great portion of he has a sovereign fidelity account or something. I don't know all the details of it, but it's much like Leo Wanta and his funding that was put in place with Ronald Reagan and all these, financial machinations, and you spoke like the Kennedy, all the things that John Kennedy was trying to repatriate and to bring this wealth to fruition for the benefit of people. He's working diligently on. He has an amount, I'm going to say, is somewhere around $275 million that he and I are in the process of accessing, and it will be distributed amongst the people and in good areas like RBN to kind of bolster our ability to continue on, and yourself as well. I know that... that you are dwelling more or less in abject poverty, as I have been for quite some time, too. And I think that's just some good news I wanted to share with you. And, because things are in the works, and they're happening, and they're going to occur. I have faith that it will. I'm glad that your person with MS is doing that biofeedback type thing that's working, and it's a struggle, but we're going to beat this thing, and just much like we're going to beat all this stuff that the cabal seems to be doing. So I just want to touch base with you a little bit, and I'm sitting here enjoying my morning cup of Joe and getting my eyeballs awake a little bit, and you can continue on with anything else you keep going, because I love your information, and we need to have it out there. And with that, I'll turn it back to you.
Yeah, well, you can stay online, James, because no one else is on yet. So, it's good to... Two's company, three's a crowd, as they say. But anyway, thank you for that. And it basically reiterates what I've been hearing from the superpower over in the Far East. In fact, one of the persons I'm dealing with is actually in the country that I was giving reference to for this gold, this massive amounts of gold. And this person could well be part and parcel of what will become the new collateral account owners. Now, what you said and what he says is basically identical. I've always believed what goes around comes around. Nobody asks for a reward. If you're a normal, down-to-earth, compassionate, humanitarian, where all people are equal, no matter what nationality or religion, then I believe what goes around comes around. And, yes, I've got going through a hard time at the moment, but that's life. Life's up and down graph all the way through. One minute you're in the military, the next minute you're at the tail end of your military wishing you've never signed up, and it just goes on. We've got a break coming up, James, so stay on the line. We'll be back shortly.